book of Galatians, chapter 2. Galatians chapter 2. Hallelujah. All right, let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you. I thank you, Father, for those that are here and everyone that's watching by way of live stream tonight. Father God, I thank you for them. Father God, I pray that they will have listening ears, that they will have ears to hear and a heart, Father God, to receive your word tonight. I ask you, Heavenly Father, by your Spirit, to give them the revelation of your word, what you are trying to, but what you are saying to all of us, Father God, what you want to reveal to us, Father God. I pray that we will be able to receive it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we thank you, Father. Thank you for your call and your anointing upon me, Father God, to minister this word. And we will continually, dear Lord, give you all the honor, all the praise, and all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, shout amen with me. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. All right. Now, in the book of Galatians, chapter 2, verse 20, we've been here a couple of weeks or so. There's some other things that I want to share with you concerning the 20th verse of the second chapter of Galatians. And the Apostle Paul wrote the book of Galatians as he was moved by the Holy Spirit. And in verse 20, we see Paul's testimony. But it's not just his testimony, but it's the testimony of every believer. Hallelujah. And he said in verse 20, he says, I have been crucified with Christ. And I'm reading from the New King James Bible. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, in other words, the life that I'm now living in my earthly body, I'm living this life, and that's, I'm saying that, I'm living this life by faith. In other words, it says in God's word, I live by faith. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Glory to God. That's our Christian walk, brothers and sisters. That's who we are. That's the reason we have to understand our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's my subject once again, understanding our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. We have to understand that we have been crucified with him. Praise God. The old man is gone. The old person is gone. The old lost me is gone. Praise God. It's been crucified with Christ. But yet I'm still living. I'm still living. I'm still alive. I still have life. And the life I have now is eternal life. Hallelujah. And it's no longer I who's living, but Christ is living in me and through me. Hallelujah. And the life that I'm now living, I live by faith. I live this life by faith. I live this life by faith. Hallelujah. In Hebrews 11, chapter 11, verse 1, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Brothers and sisters, I want to let you know something. This life that we live now is a faith life. This is a faith walk. This is a faith walk. Amen. Hallelujah. Faith is a powerful thing. And because faith, in other words, you choosing, let me say this, faith is you choosing to believe God although you don't see him. You choosing to believe him even though you don't feel him necessarily. And you are basing your life, everything about your life, you're resting in the fact that you believe God. You believe what he said, although you don't necessarily physically see, you believe his promise. You believe he told you the truth. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe God told me the truth. Hallelujah. That's the reason I told you this before. That's the reason I'm confident when I leave this earth, I will be with the Lord. Amen. 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 When I leave this earth, I will be with the Lord. Well, preacher, have you been to heaven before? No, not yet. I'm going though. I'm going one day. Hallelujah. But not only can we believe God for heaven and eternal life, we can believe him to help us while we are here in the earth. We have a purpose. We have a calling of God on our lives while we are here on this earth. There are some things that we are supposed to accomplish for God. And guess what? We're going to have to do them by faith. This is a faith walk. Amen. Now let me move on. You got to know this though. The walk of faith is not necessarily an easy walk. You're going to have some challenges in life because there's a devil that wants to steal your faith or weaken your faith. He wants to steal your faith or weaken your faith. And one of the ways that he will do that is by causing you to fear. He will cause you to fear. He'll cause you to doubt. And we talked about this last week when Jesus went and raised Jairus' daughter from the dead. He told Jairus when came back to him and says, listen, don't bother the master. Don't bother him. Your daughter is now dead. What they was actually telling Jairus is, okay, sir, your daughter is dead, so we need to make funeral preparations. But Jesus told him not to fear, didn't he? He says, don't fear, only believe. Now, we won't go over there today because I have some other things I want to share with you. But notice, before Jairus got the report that the child had died, Jesus, are you ready for this? Jesus had already promised Jairus that he would come and heal his daughter. Now, I hope you grab a hold of that. Jesus had already promised. He came to Jesus and said, will you come? And Jesus said, yes, I will. But now, if you remember the story, there was a little delay because there was another lady that had an issue of blood, and she worked her way through the crowd and touched his garment, touched his clothes, and she was healed. And then, of course, Jesus asked the question, who touched me? But before all of that, Jesus had already promised Jairus, I will come and heal your child. In other words, get this, the word of God had already gone forth. The word of God had already gone forth. My brother, my sister, I want to tell you, the word of God, this is it, has already gone forth. Amen. Let me say that again. The word of God has already gone forth. We have his word. We have his promises to stand on. Hallelujah. We have his promises to stand on. It's already gone forth. It's already written. So in other words, Jesus was telling Jairus when he told him not to be afraid, only believe. He was telling him, believe what I've already told you. I told you I'd come and heal your child. And there have been some delays, but my word never changes. My word never changes. Amen? And of course, you know the rest of the story found in Mark chapter 5. Like I said, we're not going there tonight. I really could go there and teach the rest of my time here, but I want to move on into something else. But Jesus went to Jairus' house and healed his daughter, where she had died by that time, and he raised her from the dead. Amen? What a mighty God we serve. But here's the thing. The devil wants to steal your faith. He wants to weaken your faith. And that was an opportunity for Jairus to just completely lose his faith and be overtaken by fear, by worry, by grief. But Jesus says, don't fear. Don't fear. Only believe. Only believe. I hope y'all still with me. If you grab a hold of this, this will change your life. Amen. Only believe. Now, in Luke chapter 5, I want to read something to you. Remember I said the devil wants to steal or weaken your faith. Now, before we go to Luke chapter 5, I'm going to jump back to John chapter 10, verse 10. And you've heard me quote this verse many, many times where Jesus said the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. That's a good place to say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, in Luke chapter 5, I'm going to begin reading at verse 5. I said Luke. I don't mean Luke. I wrote something down wrong here. Let me get to the right place. Hallelujah. Give me a second here. All right. 1 Peter chapter 5. I hit the wrong keys when I was typing this. 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter, I'll give you a moment to get there. 1 Peter chapter 5. And in 1 Peter chapter 5, I'll just pick it up at verse 7. We won't take time to read the from the beginning. But in verse 7 it says, and it's talking to us, the believers, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Now, verse 8 says, be sober. Be vigilant. In other words, you need to be wise. You need to, all of us, we need to be wise and we need to be alert. Brothers and sisters, we need to stay sharp. We need to stay sharp. We need to be fresh in the Word of God. We need to have a solid prayer life to keep us sharp, keep us strong, so that nothing gets by us. Hallelujah. Because Jesus said that we would know the truth, and the truth would make us free. It's the truth that you know that makes you free. So we're told to be sober, to be vigilant. Why? Because our adversary, the devil, he's not your friend, by the way. The adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion. Now, let me stop there just a minute. The Bible says that he walks about like a roaring lion. It didn't say that he was or is a roaring lion. He is a lion imitator. Okay? He is a lion imitator. So he walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Now that tells me right off the bat, he is seeking whom he may devour, lets me know that he just can't take out just any and everybody. He just can't take out any and everybody. You've got to be vigilant. You've got to be sober. You've got to be sharp. You've got to know who you are in Christ Jesus. You've got to know what God has given you and what God has promised you. You've got to know who you are. You've got to know who Jesus is. And you've got to know who the devil is. Let me say that again, but a little different order this time. You got to know who Jesus is. And you got to know who you are in him. And you got to know who the devil is. Jesus is Lord of Lords, King of Kings. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. In heaven, on earth, and under the earth. The name of Jesus is the name that is above everything. There is no name greater than the name of Jesus. Got to know who Jesus is. Jesus purchased our redemption. Jesus defeated the devil on our behalf. We got to know who Jesus is. And then we got to know who we are in him. We got to know who we are in him. One of the things we need to do as believers is locate ourselves. We need to locate ourselves. The Bible says that Jesus have made, past tense, us more than conquerors. Hallelujah. Jesus gave us his name to use while we're here in this earth. We got to know our place in Christ Jesus. We must know and understand that he has given us a place of authority over the powers of darkness. Hallelujah. And then, thirdly, we got to know who the devil is. He is a defeated foe, F-O-E. He's a defeated foe. Just like we just read in 1 Peter, he is as a roaring lion, going about seeking whom he may devour. Now, all of you out there, everybody, I want you to make this confession and you stand by it. Say this: he may not devour me.
He may not devour me.
Amen. In other words, he's not going to devour me. He's seeking whom he may devour. I'm not on that list. I'm not on that list. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We got to know and we got to understand that. If God didn't want us to know this, it wouldn't be in his word. So now, let's read it again. Verse 8, 1 Peter, not Luke, like I told you the first time. 1 Peter 5, verse 8. Be sober, be vigilant. I keep stopping right there because it's important. So important that we stay sharp and on point. Just because you're saved does not mean that the devil can't defeat you in some areas. Especially if you don't know how to take a stand. Amen. I got to go on. Say, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, which tells us he can't whip everybody. Now, those believers that are lethargic, walking around in a daze, don't know if they're going, coming. He can take them out through deception and other ways. But verse 9 tells us, resist him. Resist him. Resist him steadfast in the faith. Resist him steadfast in the faith. When you know what God has said. I've said this so many times, but I'm going to say it again tonight. Because it's true. Faith begins where the will of God is known. Faith begins where the will of God is known. When you place your faith, or when we place our faith in what God has said, and when we stand on his promises, then the devil can't whip you because you're standing on a solid foundation. Amen. Hallelujah. So we are to resist him steadfast in the faith. And he goes on to say, knowing the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. You know, one of the biggest tricks of the devil he'll use against you. And I know you out there that are watching and listening, you probably can witness to this. Those of you that are here, you probably can witness to this as well. I know I can witness to it. One of the weapons that he's used against me over the years when I've had a challenge in my life is that nobody else is dealing with what you're dealing with. Your fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, look at them. Look at brother such and such and sister such and such. See how God is blessing them. What's wrong with you? Nope. You're missing it. You're missing it, and you're the only one missing it. That's a challenge people have had when it comes to the healing of their bodies. They're believers. They're Christians that believe in the power of God to heal. They're believers that have witnessed God's healing power. They have seen God heal other people. But when they are faced with a challenge themselves, they have to wrestle with this thing, will God do it for me? Amen. I know he's able, but will he do it for me? Amen. And see, that's one of them flaming arrows coming from the devil that cast doubt as to whether you're going to receive your healing. Sister such and such got her healing. Brother such and such got his healing. They got their prayers answered. But I've been saved longer than they have. I've been walking with the Lord longer than they have. And I haven't got mine yet. I guess God just not going to do it for me. See, he throw this stuff at you. The Bible tells us that we are not ignorant of his devices. Y'all know that? Amen. We are not, you're not supposed to be anyway. Amen. That's the reason we've got to be alert. That's the reason we've got to be vigilant. That's the reason we've got to be sober so we will recognize what's coming down the pipe. If something's coming down the pipe, we need to be able to discern, is this God or is this the devil? We need to be able to discern what spirit is this coming from? We need to be able to discern that. And that's the reason we got to stay sharp. That's the reason we got to stay full of the word. That's the reason we got to stay prayed up and have a walk with God. I like that song. It's an old song. It says, and he walks with me. And he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. Let me tell you something. God will walk with you. He will talk with you. He will bring comfort and peace to your life. Amen. Amen. God wants to set you free. Hallelujah. So understand. Whatever it is you're dealing with in your life, somebody else has dealt with the same thing or is dealing with the same thing right now. So stop feeling like you're the only one. You're the only one. Everybody else has super faith, not you. Hallelujah. Jesus asked a very interesting question. Y'all still with me? Y'all still with me out there? I want you to turn in your Bible. to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 18. Gospel of Luke, chapter 18. Now, Jesus, in the 18th chapter of Luke, gave a parable concerning the widow and the unjust judge, 18th chapter. And you can read it, at your convenience. But I think you know the story. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll read the first 8 verses. Verse 1 says, then he spoke a parable, he being Jesus, then he spoke a parable to them that men ought always to pray and not lose heart. Hallelujah. Always to pray and not lose heart. Always to pray and not faint. Amen. Will you pray and not faint? Will you pray and not lose heart? Will you not throw in the towel, but will you stay in the face of God, stay in his word? Don't give up. Don't quit. Verse 2, he says, saying, there was in a certain city a judge who did not fear God nor regard man. Now there was a widow in that city, and she came to him saying, get justice for me from my adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward he said within himself, though I do not fear God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continued coming she weary me. Then the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. Now this man is unjust, didn't fear God, had no respect for mankind. That's a terrible place to be, isn't it? Amen. But Jesus says, hear what this unjust man is saying. But then he goes on in verse 7 and say, and shall God not avenge his own elect who cry out day and night to him, though he bear long with them? This is a question. Look at verse 8. I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. I hope you're grabbing this. He will avenge them speedily. In other words, Jesus said, God's going to answer your prayer. Just keep praying. Keep the word of God in your mouth. Keep praises in your mouth. He said, I tell you, he will avenge them speedily. But then he says this, nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth? Wow. When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? Let me tell you something. Listen to me good. The most important thing, one of the most important things we as believers are to have working in our lives is our faith. Our believing God. And Jesus asked the question, when I come back, am I going to find faith? Am I going to find persistent faith in the earth? Although you're still dealing with resistances and opposition, are you still going to be a person of faith? Are you still going to be a person that says, I believe God? This is what the Bible says, and I believe what the Bible says. And I am not moved by what's going on around me. I am not moved by any of that. I am moved by what God has said. And Jesus says, when I come back, when I return, will I find faith in my people? Or will I find them running scared? Will I find them beginning to rethink some things? Whoa. I believe that we are in the last days. I believe that we're in the last days. Praise God. But I want to read you something. Well, at least one verse. 1 Timothy chapter 4. 1 Timothy chapter 4. Now Jesus asked the question, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith in the earth? In 1 Timothy chapter 4, it says, now the Spirit expressly says that in latter times, that's the last days, some will depart from the faith. Wow. Wow. Folks, we are witnessing that today. There are some believers that used to be on fire for God, but now they have cooled off. And some of them or even questioning the integrity of the Bible. They are questioning the reality of God himself. People that was on fire for God at one time. Wow, what a shame. But the Spirit says, and that's the Holy Spirit, expressly or explicitly, that in the latter times, some, I'm so glad it says some and not all. I'm so glad it said some and not all. Some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits or seducing spirits, but they're deceiving spirits. And listen to this, doctrines of demons or doctrines of devils. And I've been saved a long time, since 1969, and I've experienced a lot. And I regret to have to say that I know some people that this has happened to. But I want to challenge you today. And I'm getting ready to quit. I haven't finished. But I want to challenge you. Whatever you do, do not depart from the faith. You stay in God's word. Stay in church. Stay in a good Bible-believing church. Hallelujah. Where the word of God is being preached. The uncompromised word of God is being preached. Jesus asked a question. When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith or persistent faith on the earth? As far as you are concerned, as far as I am concerned, we have to make that decision ourselves. And I hope your decision is yes, I will not depart from the faith, and I will continue to believe God and walk by faith and not by sight. I don't care who falls, who backslides, who quits. Make up your mind that you're going to forge ahead. You're going to believe God. You're going to walk with him. And then when Jesus comes, if you're still here on earth, if we're still here on earth when he returns, he'll find us full of faith. Full of faith in God. Hallelujah. Because this life that I now live, Galatians 2:20, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't see him, but I believe him. Don't see him, but I rejoice. When I say see him, I'm talking about my physical eye. We all have the witness on the inside, don't we? Yes, 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 yes. We have the witness on the inside. Praise the name of the Lord. This is a faith walk. This is a faith walk. And like my wife read earlier, God is our refuge. Hallelujah. The wind may be blowing. Hail may be falling. But God is our refuge. Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight, 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 tonight.